In the name of one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Can these bones live? Lord God, you know. Jesus performs his most powerful and meaningful miracle in his final days, just outside Jerusalem, and answers this question from Ezekiel: can these bones live? He raises his friend from the dead. Jesus knows this is to happen when he first hears word of Lazarus's illness. For this is for God's glory, so that the Son of God may be glorified through it. He understands and accepts that his friend, whom he loved, must die. He stays away so that this will happen. Jesus knows he could have healed Lazarus while he was ill. This miracle was to be different. Jesus' grieving, though, had already begun. He and the disciples waited two more days and then traveled to Bethany, to the village of Mary, Martha, and Lazarus, knowing well that his life was in danger, and that there were only a few days and hours of daylight remaining in his earthly ministry. They arrive in Bethany and learn that Lazarus has already been dead for quite a while. Martha first greets Jesus and is understandably upset. Her brother is dead. Yet she believes still in Jesus. One, that he could have healed her brother. He could have kept him from dying. Jesus could have prevented all of their hurt, the pain, and the grief. Yet Martha believed. But even now, I know that God will give you whatever you ask of him. She says this, and Martha declares her belief, her faith. She knows her brother will rise again at the resurrection on the last day. Just like the Samaritan woman at the well believed. She knew the Messiah was coming and would reveal all things. Just like the man who Jesus healed of his blindness, who believed Jesus was a prophet and then the Son of God. Jesus wanted them all to stretch their faith further. I am he, the one who is speaking to you. You have seen him, and the one speaking to you is he. And Martha, I am the resurrection and the life. And we who live and believe in Jesus Christ, even though we die, we will live. The Samaritan woman believed, the healed blind man believed, and Martha believed. Jesus was the Messiah, the Son of God, the one coming into the world so that we who are of flesh and sin may believe and have life. Mary then came to Jesus, weeping, and knelt at his feet. Many others came with her. Then came to the family of Lazarus to be with them. In their time of hurt, of grief, and pain. To be with them as hopeful comfort and support. Just as we do when we join the family who has lost a loved one at a visitation or at a memorial service. We don't know what to do or to say. We are just there. A presence in the pews behind them. Jesus cried with them, the family, the friends. His heart ached as theirs did because he had allowed his friend to suffer and die. To lay in the darkness and in the ugliness of death's grip. The people were divided as Jesus wept. Some said, "See how he loved him." Others, "He healed others. Why not this man?" So Jesus said to them, "Take away the stone." That seemingly immovable object separating life and death. Jesus was about to reveal how temporary death's hold is. He begins with a prayer, giving thanks to God for listening and for this moment. And then he commanded Lazarus to come out. Lazarus came out. The man once dead came out, still wrapped in his death cloths. And Jesus finally says to the people around him, witnesses to this, "Unbind him. Death no longer has a grip on Lazarus." This story is the powerful preview foreshadowing Jesus' own death, his burial, and then resurrection. After witnessing this miracle, many more believed in Jesus. Were these the many more who also told Jesus, "Give me that bread." And he told them, "I am the bread of life." Are these the same many who said, "Give us water"? And Jesus told them, "He is the living water." And here at the tomb, Jesus reveals that he is the resurrection. And through the glory of God, many more believed. This is why the rulers of the church at the time wanted Jesus arrested and killed. This miracle was too much. It was the act of the Messiah raising someone from the dead. This was the final sign that so many people were waiting for and wanting to see in order to believe. And the growing numbers were a threat. And I add here, blessed are the people who believed when Jesus returned to his home synagogue and for the first time unrolled the scrolls and read from Isaiah. Blessed are those who believed when the water became wine. Blessed are those when Jesus said, "Hey, try throwing your net over onto the other side and see what happens." And they did it. Blessed are we who, when Jesus says to us, "Follow me," and we do it, not knowing what mysteries we will face. And blessed are we also who rise up every day, give thanks to God, and go into our days, even though we sometimes feel that dirty grip. We continue to look to Christ. We continue to find hope in His Word, to support each other, and to look for the face of God in one another. Amen.